A burst of light reveals a woman dressed in a white classical robe with a blue stole draped over her arm, standing on top of a shallow pyramid of steps, holding a blazing torch high in her right hand. The logo of Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Sunlight reflects off the side of a shiny metal pull-along cart on a field of cut corn. The logo of Red Wagon Entertainment. Against a night sky streaked with pale tints of dawn, the opening credits appear out of a shower of silver stardust. Columbia Pictures presents a Lucy Fisher and Douglas Wick Penny Marshall production, a film by Nora Ephron, starring Nicole Kidman, Will Ferrell, Shirley MacLaine, and Michael Caine. Golden Stardust spells out the title, Bewitched.
I see the darkness in your eyes.
The twinkling lights of Los Angeles fade as the sun rises over the hills, striking the giant white letters of the Hollywood sign and shining down on the green lawns and blue pools of the valley suburbs. With Jason Schwartzman, Kristen Chenoweth, Heather Burns, Jim Turner, Stephen Colbert, David Alan Greer, Michael Badalucco, Carol Shelley, and Steve Carell.
I see the light in your eyes.
In a garden bordered by rose bushes and a white picket fence, a shower of petals blows across the lawn. Just beyond the front gate, a woman's slender foot in a flat white shoe floats lightly down onto the grass verge, and a brown and black cat drops down at her side. The young woman with bouncy blonde hair carries a carpet bag and a broomstick. She steps through the gate and gazes at the picturesque house at the far end of the path. She collapses her broomstick as if it were a telescope, brings out a for-rent sign no bigger than a fridge magnet, and holds it up at arm's length. When she lets go, the sign, suddenly normal size, stands beside the garden path. As she walks towards the door, she waves at the sign, and two smaller signs appear below it. One says, "Open house today," the other, "Furnished." Seconds later, she comes back out of the house with a letting agent.
It's perfect!
Oh, great!
I'll take it.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy. It's just, there's one thing. I'm gonna need some references.
I don't have any of those.
Oh, dear, that's serious. I don't know that we can do business together if you don't have references.
The young woman tugs at her ear. A new sign appears. It says no references required. The estate agent packs up the signs and drives off. The pert-nosed young woman points an automatic door opener at the garage. The door opens on an empty garage. She shuts the door and opens it again to reveal a gleaming VW Beetle convertible inside. Meanwhile, the cat trots up to the front door. It's closed. The cat takes a turn around the porch, and when it returns to the door, a cat flap has magically materialized. The cat slips inside. Beaming with pleasure, the woman reverses her new car out of the garage. With the hood down, her strawberry blonde hair wafts in the breeze as she drives down the street. In a huge Bed, Bath & Beyond superstore, she pushes her trolley down the aisles with a jaunty walk. A silver-haired man in cream flannel trousers and a blue blazer appears in front of her.
Daddy!
What's going on, Isabel?
I'm moving here.
To the valley? Why on earth would you do that?
Because it's normal.
You're normal.
I know, but I'm not going to be one anymore.
You have no choice in the matter. It's what you are.
Orange is a great color. Orange is happy.
Happy? Why don't we just paint it yellow?
We can't paint it yellow. We're going to paint the bathroom yellow.
Since when are we painting the bathroom yellow?
They're arguing about paint.
Yes, I can see that.
I want to argue about paint.
With whom?
With someone.
A man?
Yes.
Oh, Isabel.
I'm through with warlocks. They're all just like you. Even when you and Mother were married, you were always casting spells on other women. Your life is total instant gratification, Daddy.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
No, it's not. Because how do you know that anyone really loves you for yourself? It's like those rich men who are never really sure why women sleep with them.
But women sleep with them, so it's not really a problem.
I want a man who needs me.
Needs you?
Mm-hmm. Because he is a completely hopeless mess.
Oh, no. You're talking about love, aren't you?
She grins excitedly.
What do you suppose it's like?
Oh, it's simple. You say I love you to someone you want to go home with, and then when things get messy, you say I don't love you anymore, and that's pretty much it.
I feel as if I'm pressed against a glass window. It's right there on the other side. I can see it, but I can't feel it. I can't touch it.
Does your mother know about this?
She disappeared again.
At the checkout.
4:20:56.
Money.
Her father points to her blue shoulder bag. She brings out her purse and takes a tarot card from it. She slides it through the credit card machine and the sale goes through.
That was my last thing as a witch.
Later in a diner.
I want to be like everyone else. I want to have friends and I want to go to the coffee bean where we all discuss our problems, which are absolutely unsolvable.
You can have anything you want. Every woman wants to be a witch.
Well, I don't. I want to feel thwarted. I want to have days when my hair is affected by the weather.
Yeah, hi. What can I get you?
A scrambled eggs, please. I am through with just snapping my fingers and getting my way.
No breakfast after 11?
Isabel snaps her fingers at the wall clock. The hands move back.
My absolutely last thing.
As they leave...
Don't do this. You'll meet someone, you'll get this close, and when he finds out about
if he loves me, he won't care.
Her father glances up at the rain.
I'm going to get an umbrella.
He holds out his hand, and an open umbrella pops into it.
Go on. Get yourself one.
No, Daddy. No. I mean it. No. Never again.
You'll get wet.
I hope so.
In her pale jacket and rapidly soaking bell-shaped skirt, she dances through the rain, turning to wave goodbye to her debonair-looking father as she gets into the car. She blows him a kiss. He waves and vanishes. On another day, an actor and his agent are walking through a hotel garden.
I know what you're gonna say. I'm a mess.
Get a grip, Jack. Get a grip.
I can't help it. Hey, how do I look?
Richie looks at Jack.
You look great.
I look great?
Yeah.
I always look great. That's a given. And the important thing is...
What?
I have no idea what the important thing is. I mean, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm about to go out of my mind. You know, I want my life back. Okay, I want my wife and my house. I want to be a movie star again. I mean, what the hell happened, Richie? Things were going so great there for a while.
Last year in Kathmandu, it cost 140 mil to make, grossed 1.6, the only DVD to sell no copies.
You probably shouldn't have shot in black and white.
But now you're going to do a television series, and it's going to be a big hit. So pull yourself together, man, because you look like Don Johnson, but in a bad way.
Okay, I got it.
Okay?
I'll pull myself together.
Let's go.
Right.
And don't get all nice on me.
Right.
Be mean.
I'm going to be mean.
Okay?
I'm gonna be mean.
Hit me. There you go, you're the Jackerator, baby. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on.
Yo,
no,
gentlemen.
All
right. Oh, hey,
hello.
Jack Wyatt.
Yes, hi, I'm Jack.
Hi.
Oh,
Jack,
huge fan.
How are the kids, guys?
Good.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. Well, let's cut the chit chat.
Thank you. I'm Jack, by the way.
Nina.
Jack wants to do the show.
That's great.
I want to do it.
Great. That's terrific.
He only has one concern.
We had the same concern. We think everyone's forgotten about last year in Kathmandu.
Unless they saw it. His concern is. The witch has all the fun.
You will be fun.
We're changing it from the original. Whoa.
Don't go crazy, okay? I mean, it is bewitched.
Yeah.
I mean, Samantha, she should be strong, right? This should be a two-hander.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, huh? Hey!
What?
What a relief.
I was worried because Larry told me you'd want us to tilt the entire show toward you.
No. We gotta have a great ensemble, is what I'm thinking. You know, Endora, the next door neighbors, all those crazy family members. Who's gonna play Uncle Arthur? Huh? I used to love Uncle Arthur.
Well, we're looking for Uncle Arthur.
Your table's ready.
Thank you.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but when he would appear in the mirror, it would crack. It would always crack, and you knew it was coming, and yet every time it happened, I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed.
Can I talk to you for a second?
I loved it.
Can I talk to you?
Hi, yes, Sam. Hey.
One second, fellas. Let me meet you guys at the table, all right?
Hey, I like those guys.
Jack.
What? You're being a pussy.
What?
You're being a pussy, 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 pussy.
No, I'm not. I want the show to be good.
You want the show to be... You know what? Jack Wyatt's doing TV now because his film career ain't it. And he's not even the clear star of his own show. Jack, screw Uncle Arthur. Hell, screw ensembles, man.
I'm being a pussy.
Yes. If this show tanks, you'll be the bottom right square in Hollywood Squares for the next 10 years. You will also be the mayor of Pussytown. You read me?
I don't want to be the mayor of Pussytown.
No! Get in there and be the sheriff of Ballsville. Right?
Okay.
Bring it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Short-legged Richie slaps Jack repeatedly on the bottom.
Stop that.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys. Where were we?
Larry hands Jack a list.
A couple of big names are available for Samantha.
Jack screws the paper up and throws it at the two men.
To hell with that.
Yeah.
I want an unknown in the lead. All right, a hot new face that's gonna look good and set me up. Because I have worked my ass off to the bone for too long to build up the brand value of the name Jack Wyatt.
This show has one star.
And I want three trailers.
Nobody in television has three trailers.
He wants them. You get them.
And I want my own personal makeup team in matching jumpsuits. And a leopard. What? A pet leopard with a diamond studded collar, real diamonds.
That's enough, Jack.
And a cake, a two-story high cake. Every Wednesday's cake day. We're gonna bring it out, and we're gonna pretend it's a surprise, because it's cake day.
We get it, Jack.
If we have a leopard, we're gonna have major insurance issues.
Well, we're willing to give on the leopard.
Whew, it's getting hard to breathe.
Should I be writing this down?
No. So, this should be fun, huh? Right? Yeah. Gosh, I used to have the biggest crush on Elizabeth Montgomery when I was 10 years old.
We all did.
The nose. I mean...
He twitches his nose.
It's not going to be easy finding a nobody to play Samantha.
Jack checks Rich's reaction.
Be the sheriff.
Well, Jack Wyatt says, get it done, y'all.
Jack puts on his dark glasses and points his fingers like two pistols. In her garden, Isabel calls after some passing joggers.
Hey, I'm turning on the sprinklers in my front yard.
She claps with pleasure as she makes microwave popcorn.
Dimming up.
With childlike delight, she plays with her dimmer switches. She practices opening dozens of drinks cans, putting each one aside untasted. Later, she tries to wire up a cable TV and hi-fi. Without much success.
I don't think you quite understand. This is very confusing. I put the black cable in the red plug, like they said, and the screen is still blue.
She opens her front door.
I'm here to give you a cable.
Oh, thank you. I already have some.
She shuts the door.
Hello? Oh, don't go away, please.
She kicks one of the hi-fi boxes.
Quick, we're on. Bump.
Isabel throws the phone to the floor, frowning at the mess and tangles of cable. She tugs at her earlobe. The cables snake across the room and start to connect themselves to the correct sockets, while the polystyrene chips swirl around like snow and the cat tries to catch them. Isabel crosses the now immaculate room and sits on the sofa with a look of guilty satisfaction.
There.
The cat jumps up beside her.
Let's just keep this between us, Lucinda.
She turns on the TV.
Is your self-esteem low because you aren't participating in the real world?
Yes, my self-esteem is very low.
Well, let's face it, you need a job.
There's something I have to tell you, Darren. I'm a witch.
I'm a witch.
I am a witch.
Women audition for the part of Samantha, all trying to do the famous nose twitch. Jack watches with Richie and producers Larry and Stu.
Good.
Jack nods encouragement, his eyes wide with blank incredulity. Later, driving his open-top Porsche along a street lined with tall palm trees, he arrives at a bookstore and browses the self-help, spiritual growth section for books with titles like Turn Your Divorce into Diet and The Good Divorce. On the other side of the bookshelves, Isabel is browsing titles on jobs and careers. Through a gap between the shelves, Jack spots Isabel's nose, which is twitching just like the original Samantha.
Oh my goodness.
Isabel puts her book back and moves along to the next shelf. On the other side of the shelves, Jack moves too, keeping Isabel in view. She's wearing a floppy sun hat so he doesn't see her eyes, but her nose is still twitching.
God bless you.
She comes out of the bookshop and walks to the adjoining cafe. Jack, dressed in a black jumper, jeans, and dark glasses, peers out of the shop door after her. She takes a seat in a sunken patio at the side of the cafe and opens her book. Jack saunters innocently between the cafe and the newsstand next door, looking down at her. Isabel, in a pale pink cardigan over a white blouse, turns and sees him. He hurriedly bends over a magazine display, then reappears with a magazine in hand, sidling over to a small table from where he can watch her. He takes off his dark glasses. A waitress refills
Look,
Isabel's mug.
Jack Wyatt is staring at you.
Isabel leans over to the waitress.
My heart's pounding and I am feeling very weird tingles.
I know. He makes me sick too.
You know him?
Jack Wyatt, the actor? Where have you been?
May I join you?
Sure.
The waitress pulls a face and goes.
Hi, I'm Jack Wyatt.
I know.
Thank you. Look, I've never done this before. How would you like to be on a television show?
Bigelow.
Bigelow?
Mm-hmm.
She pours some sugar.
Isabel, Bigelow.
Oh.
Into her milk jug.
So what do you think? Do you want to be a famous actress?
Me?
Yeah.
An actress?
Yeah.
I can't act.
Oh. Anyone can act. If I can act, you can act.
Amen.
Jack glares.
You know what? I think those people over there just finished their plate of hummus. You might want to help them by clearing it. Thank you.
He scowls at the departing waitress, then turns back to Isabel with a charming smile.
So, Isabel Bigelow? Do you have a job?
No.
Are you rich? Because I am. I'm extremely wealthy. Which I'm about to prove to you by taking care of this bill for $2.31.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right.
I have to remember to get some money.
Yeah. So, do you want to be rich and famous?
She rests her forearms on the table.
I just want to be normal.
Well, acting is better than normal. You get to pretend to be normal. Huh. And then if you're good, you become a big star. And guess what happens?
What?
You snap your fingers and pretty much anything you want materializes.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I have that now. It's what I'm giving up. Whew. Oh, it was lovely to meet you. You seem very sweet and unkempt and troubled.
She smiles and walks away.
Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Hey, those are bad things to say to a person.
Oh, no, they aren't. I think the fact that you're a hopeless mess is very refreshing. It moves me.
She puts on her floppy pink sun hat, looks up at him, and twitches her nose. Jack is mesmerized.
Isabel Bigelow.
Yes?
I need you.
She closes her eyes.
What did you say?
I said I need you.
You need me?
I need you. You don't have to come audition. Just come and show everyone what you look like when you do it.
Like this?
At the studio.
Uncanny.
It's identical. I told you.
She twitches her nose for the producers, then for the full production staff, finally for the whole studio. She smiles shyly at the rapturous reception.
We would just like you to read the script. Mm-hmm. Start on page 13. Should be marked there.
Read it?
Mm-hmm. Isabel, sitting on a stool, starts to read to herself. Jack and the producers watch her on the monitors, mystified.
Mm-hmm. Okay, out loud.
Yeah, we just want to get an idea of what it could sound like.
Int, honeymoon suite, night, a dash night. Oh, Darren and Samantha.
That one's not too bright.
And there.
Just read the part that says Samantha.
Jack, holding a plastic beaker, stands beside her.
Darren, I know it's our honeymoon, but there's something I have to tell you. I'm a witch. I'm not a witch.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're giving it up.
Who told you?
You're about to, on the next page. It's Bewitched. The TV show? We're redoing it.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch Bewitched.
Who wasn't allowed to watch Bewitched?
No.
That's great, Jack.
That's great. Well, I play a mortal, and I'm in love with you.
Oh.
And I don't care that you're a witch.
You don't care? Mm-mm. No, is that true?
Yes, it is. Now, go ahead and read the lines. I'll read with you, actually. We'll do it together. Randell, where are you? Yes, thank you.
Another stool is brought on.
This will be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Jack sits on the stool facing her and grabs something from a passing catering trolley.
Here?
Yeah.
I'm a witch, Darren, a real house-haunting, broomstick-flying, cauldron-stirring witch.
Great, great. Okay, you know what? Let's put the script down. Let's put it away and we'll improvise.
Jack? That was only one line.
Not a big deal. Go ahead, just sit it down. Huh. Randell.
An assistant takes Jack's cup.
Now, I'm going to ask you questions. Mm-hmm. You just answer them as if you're a witch.
Sure.
Yeah. Were your parents in the witch business?
Both of them. My mother fixed the 1986 World Series.
The producers.
Funny.
Make a note of that.
Do you carry around poison apples, like in Snow White?
No, you have to have a permit for a poison apple.
Permit? Okay, good to know.
That's good.
What's it like to date a warlock?
Oh, horrible.
Oh.
They're so self-centered, not very bright, and all that feel good in the moment, you know? Not at all like you.
The production team titters.
What's so funny?
Nothing, Gables.
Oh, well, what's your favorite spell?
Oh, no, I don't like to talk about that because I'm quitting, and talking about it just makes it harder, so.
Great. Are you sure you never saw Bewitched?
She's incredibly dialed in.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How much longer do we have to do this for?
Oh, this? We're almost done with this. Yeah. I mean, if you do the show, we'll be together forever. Would you please do the show, Isabel?
What, this show?
This show.
The Bewitched show.
Absolutely. We'll be working together. We'll be partners.
He drops to one knee.
Be my TV wife.
This is very complicated.
Marry me. Say yes.
What are you doing, Isabel?
Easy answer.
Yes.
Yes! Great.
Oh.
Thank you. Okay, let's make the deal, right?
At her home.
Once upon a time, there was a typical American girl.
Isabel watches reruns.
Who happened to bump into a typical red-blooded American boy. And she bumped into him and bumped into him.
Oh.
So they decided they'd better sit down and talk this over before they had an accident.
Outside her front door, a basket of Bewitched goodies.
Hi.
Hello.
They delivered this while you were out, and I said I'd bring it over. I'm your neighbor, Maria Kelly.
Come in.
Thank you.
What is all this stuff? I just got the most amazing job. I'm going to be Samantha on Bewitched. They're redoing it.
Are you an actress?
I guess I am.
Oh, I love that show. Is that the one about the genie?
No.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Petite blonde Maria flaps her hands and bounces. Isabel joins in.
Oh, there you are. Come here. This is you.
Oh, I love this show.
They watch the original credits.
You know it.
Watch it every night. Love the song. Perfect. I hope you can do that. That's hard.
Oh, that's how I got the job, wriggling my nose.
Real?
Mm-hmm, it's easy.
Ah, who's gonna play your husband?
Jack Wyatt.
Oh, my God.
He believes in me. He wants to be partners with me. Listen to this. Looking forward to working with you, Isabel, as dictated to Jack's assistant, Randall. Isn't that amazing?
He's single. It's in all the tabloids. His wife dumped him.
Is that true?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Maria manically bounces and flaps. Isabel joins in.
You really shouldn't get involved with someone you're working with. They can destroy your references. Oh. I'm a career counselor, and...
Well, that's the only reason I took the job. He is the cutest mess you have ever seen. He is hopeless.
Isabel grabs a witch's hat from the basket.
Oh, gosh. He's beyond mortal. My father would never approve. Oh.
Her father appears behind the door.
I bugged.
Daddy, hi.
What are you doing here?
Hello, Isabel. Love the hat. And who is this?
This is my father. This is Maria Kelly.
How witchy was that? We talk about your father and he turns up.
Maria is my neighbor.
Nigel Bigelow. Enchanté.
Okay.
And what won't I approve of?
A man Isabel thinks is cute.
I'm completely against it.
I'm going to be an actress in a television series.
She's going to play Samantha on Bewitched.
Bewitched? That's an insult to our way of life.
Your dad is a hoot. I'm just gonna go ahead and take one of these because we've got a lot of stuff here.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, if anyone's robbing my house, let me know and I'll do the same for you. Da-da-da-da. Oh, and if you get a date that has a friend, make sure he's not secretly married before you call me. Bye, Nigel.
Bye, Maria.
Bye, Maria. Why can't you be happy for me? In less than a week, I have become a rich and famous actress living in a house I don't even have to pay rent for, just like every other person in the world.
Why wouldn't I be happy? You turned your back on your own kind, and now you live down the street from a Denny's.
Don't make fun of my life. I could make fun of your life.
So, what about this man?
No, I'm not telling you anything anymore. You're too negative.
One morning, I shot a lion in my pajamas. Now, what he was doing in my pajamas...
Jack is on his bed watching the original Bewitched.
Oh, Uncle Arthur.
Your
classic.
Your brand of low comedy always did appeal to adolescent mentality.
Uncle Arthur casts a spell, and Dora's pudding squirts over her face.
I won't do it.
Speaking of traveling, remember Darren that time...
Maybe I will.
Sitting up in bed with Lucinda the cat beside her, Isabel copies Elizabeth Montgomery's expressions and gestures. Isabel talks to the cat.
Cindy, you really should be watching this.
As Elizabeth Montgomery's Samantha defeats her rival on TV, Isabel collapses into her pillows in a fit of giggles.
I'm only trying to say that you broke your promise. You gave me your word, no more,
stuff. It's a little harder to break the habit than I thought.
Well, you can do it. I've got a lot of faith in you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
At the TV press launch.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of the new Bewitched, Jack Wyatt.
On the studio lens, Jack bounds out onto a stage in front of a giant screen under the Bewitched title.
I didn't expect you guys to be here.
His face is magnified on the screen behind him.
Okay, as you know, we're here for Bewitched. But of course, it's not the same Bewitched that you remember. It's being retooled.
But there is going to be a Samantha, isn't there?
Of course. Isabel, can you come out here?
Isabel shyly steps out in a tailored yellow two-piece suit.
You're great. You look beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, I'd like you to meet the talented and delightful Miss Isabel Bigelow. Say hello to the people, Isabel.
Isabel gives a little wave.
No, into the microphone.
She moves timidly towards the microphones.
Hello.
That's enough. Now do that thing that you do.
Isabel faces the crowd and twitches her nose. She looks up in surprise at the accompanying sound.
And guess who's playing Endora? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the great, the legendary, Miss Iris Smithson as my mother.
Applauding, Jack turns towards the wings. Iris doesn't appear. He goes to look.
Iris?
In dramatic purple, Iris enters from the other side of the stage and poses. Isabel points her out to Jack. Wrong-footed, he comes back center stage. Iris stands directly in front of him, waggling her purple feathers and playing to the crowd.
And of course, she hates me, don't you?
Anything you say, Jerry.
Jack, see what I mean? That's a joke, right? And Dora used to refer to Darren as Durwood.
No, I just forgot your name.
At Jack's house.
But the news here isn't Iris Smithson or Jack Wyatt, who's trying the small screen after the twin disasters of his last movie and a messy split from his wife, Sheila, who's already found someone new after a marriage that lasted only 19 months.
Didn't she leave him for a snowboarder slash underwear model?
He's a moron slash idiot.
That's right.
Aren't they living together?
Yeah, in my house. My house that I bought before I even met her. And she won't move or sign the divorce papers.
He switches off the TV, but it's playing on screens in every room.
Samantha. Her name is Isabel Bigelow. And she's quite the charmer, isn't she? That's magic.
So what's Jack Wyatt thinking? You know, my career is tanked, so I'll fix it by playing Darren? You know, because that's crazy. Who's running his life?
Plus, he did not look well.
Look fine. I'm extremely healthy.
Jack switches off the bathroom TV.
Richie, what am I going to do with you?
He pours himself a drink and dials on his mobile.
This is Richie.
Richie, why'd you talk me into doing the show, huh? What was I thinking? What were you thinking?
We were both thinking the same thing, Jack Attack. Cast to nobody. You're completely safe.
Richie, can't you come over here? I really could use a little support on this one.
Jack, I can't because I'm about to step into a meeting with the head of NBC. I'll be right there. One second.
Look, I don't know if you know this, but I'm Darren, okay? They replaced Darren on the original Bewitched, and no one noticed!
Nobody is going to replace you.
I'm Darren! How did this happen?
Jack writhes hysterically on the bed. The opening credits of the new version of Bewitched open with a cartoon Darren swept up into the night sky on a broomstick, ridden by a witch whose face is never clearly seen. And back on the ground, instead of Samantha twitching her nose, Darren adjusts his tie and playfully winks. The first credit reads starring Jack Wyatt. In the cartoon kitchen, Darren crosses to a Samantha whose face is obscured by smoke from a pan. As he kisses her, she disappears and reappears as a cat, leaping into Darren's arms and changing back into human form. Her face is again hidden by smoke. The first episode is being recorded.
Once upon a time, there was a typical red-blooded American boy who happened to bump into a typical American girl.
Jack as Darren bumps into Isabel and platforms.
And cut!
Director and production team rush up.
Jack, How was I?
They all gather round him admiringly.
Jack,
uno más from the top.
One more.
Jack's beady eyes whiten.
Did you see what happened? Good stuff.
The director lets Jack win the point.
Moving on!
Good. In the studio audience, Maria waves to Isabel.
Here we go. Off to a good start, huh?
On a restaurant set.
And after a while, he did what any red-blooded American boy would do.
Samantha, will you marry me? Cut! Great!
Jack rushes out the set.
That was good. Action! You're a witch? And you waited until our wedding night to tell me?
I don't believe this!
He falls theatrically onto the bed. The director, production staff, and Richie, his agent, applaud. Smoke billows.
Samantha.
Isabel, in a nightgown, turns to see Endora appear through the smoke, bowing and blowing kisses to the audience. As people start to cough, the director rushes on stage.
Joey, for God's sake, are you trying to kill everyone? Because we can't breathe.
What's going on with the light?
Iris.
What?
You can't nod to the audience in the middle of the show. It just breaks the reality.
What?
You can't nod to them. You can't do a little...
Go sit just... in your chair. Back to your chair.
All right, but...
Larry gestures helplessly to the others.
Take two up. Roland!
You're a witch? And you wait until our wedding night to tell me? I can't believe this.
He does another comedy fall onto the bed, and smoke billows again.
What's going on?
Samantha!
As Iris blows kisses to the audience, Jack gestures to the producers, who shrug weakly.
Who are you?
I am Samantha's mother, Endora. A mortal? You married a mortal? Oh, my poor, poor baby. This is just horrifying.
I think I need a drink.
Freeze!
A props man puts a glass in Jack's hand and tops it up with something to make it foam.
Unfreeze!
The production team laugh and fall at Jack.
What a shame you didn't drink it. If you had, perhaps you could have spent your wedding night as a bullfrog.
Endora makes a spellcasting gesture and joins in with the laughter.
Don't worry, Samantha. I won't do it. Which is honor.
The director rolls his eyes at Iris's acting.
My darling, we are Quicksilver. We're a fleeting shadow. We're a distant sound.
That's
we
your
live
mother.
On the wind, in the sparkle of a star. And you want to trade all that for an acre of crabgrass?
Did she just call me an acre of crabgrass?
Deal with it, Durwood!
Endora vanishes, and the table ends.
Thank you!
In the refreshment area, Jack and Richie don't notice Isabel.
I want a piece of the show. Why? Because I put this thing together, that's why. Because Jack Wyatt is in Parallel Park without checking with me. Let me call you back. J-Bone? You're crushing it, baby. Absolutely crushing it.
I think we got something here.
It's exciting, man.
How's Isabel doing?
She's perfect. Yeah. She looks hot, and she lets you score like a madman.
I know. She's great.
I can't believe you found her, baby.
You think she's gonna notice?
What, that she doesn't have a part? Not a chance. She's clueless. Plus, I think she's got a little thing for you. It's freaking pathetic.
You think so?
Yes.
Man, that would be...
such a nightmare, I know. Can you imagine? Although, she does have kind of a cute little back end on her. I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating a box of crackers.
Isabel?
As Stu calls to Isabel, Jack and Richie spin round.
Did she hear us?
Not a chance.
A couple changes to the script. It was running a little long, so we cut your lines. Hey, think of it this way. It's less to memorize.
Isabel looks at Stu in dismay.
Sorry.
Stu hurriedly slips away.
Lunch!
Isabel blinks in disbelief. The lights go out on set. She hurries out of the enormous soundstage in her dressing gown. As she storms back to her trailer, Nina, the bespectacled PA, and Maria scurry after her.
Isabel! I feel like a fool. A big, stupid, sad fool, and yet I'm angry as well. What's going on?
Let's set fire to his trailer. Let's just do it.
Isabel, this is awesome. You're on TV.
He lied to me. He tricked me. He said he needed me. And all he needed was someone to stand next to him while he says his stupid, clever lines.
She opens the door to her trailer. Maria turns to Nina.
Hi, I'm Maria.
Nina.
They follow Isabel inside.
So messy and sincere, but really he's just a big fake.
We could electrocute him. There's tons of wires around here.
I want to cry. I want to break things. I want to hurt him. And yet there's a part of me that still has a small amount of feeling for him. How can this be? When my first husband left me, I wanted to cut the brake cables in his car, but instead we ended up having sex on the elliptical machine.
He doesn't understand who he's dealing with. He has no idea.
Look. You have three options. You put up with it, quit, or get mad.
Isabel looks at a photo on her mirror.
What would Samantha do?
In the photo, Elizabeth Montgomery narrows her eyes. Isabel mirrors the action and marches back to the soundstage past a canvas panel of storm clouds, her two friends behind her. Painted clouds swirl ominously.
She chose mad, right?
Isabel snaps her fingers at a huge wind effect fan outside the studio. The fan starts up. She waves her arms at the enormous studio doors. They blow open. In the refreshment area, she points at Jack's private coffee percolator. It bursts into flames. Filming resumes.
Everybody settle down. Okay, working very quietly, like little mice. I don't want to see or hear what you're doing.
A dinner party scene.
Okay, so Isabel, just to refresh your memory, Darren's ex-girlfriend.
I read the script.
Okay, well, let's just go over it one more time.
Oh, and we rehearsed it a lot.
Well, I'm aware of that. Darren's ex-girlfriend has invited you both over for dinner, and Darren forced you to come with him.
He tricked me, because he is a self-centered has-been.
No, baby, that's not it. No, because he wants his dog back, and then Darren says his line, it's my dog.
It's my dog.
I want him back.
I want him back.
It always kills me, Jack. You ready to go?
Let's do it. Let's
All right, then, saddle up, rolling!
The clapperboard marks the scene number. Isabel tugs at her earlobe. Jack's head jerks.
Action!
It's my dog. My dog! And I will die if I do not have him back. Do you understand? I will die if I do not have him back.
Cut. Well, that was a bit much. Jack, you want to take it down a notch? Or five?
You know what? Just keep it going. Let me just go right away. I'll get it this time.
Isabel tugs her ear again.
Action!
Where art thou, dog? Thy canine lover.
What's happening?
Where is your hot breath upon the nape of my neck? We shall form a bond of brotherhood, man and beast. You shall lick my face and I shall lick your snout.
Cut, Jack.
Guys, I'm not doing this on purpose. I swear to you.
Okay, all right. Rolling!
Está mi perro. Mi perro es mi favorito. Mi perro es mi corazón. Muchos taquitos, buena suerte.
Isabel casts another spell.
Oh my God, where's my dog? Totally. I have a totally great dog.
Jack, what are you doing?
Jack shrugs helplessly.
Now, this is where the dog has to decide between Darren's ex and Darren. Samantha wiggles her nose, and the dog chooses Darren. Rolling!
The actress playing Darren's ex.
I know how we can solve this, Darren. Well, let Satchel decide.
That's a great idea. Come to Daddy, Satchel.
Look. Good boy.
Come to Mommy.
Good boy.
Satchel.
Okay, Isabel, wiggle your nose.
Isabel wiggles her nose. Above the set, the props man calls the dog. It doesn't move.
Right here.
Come to Mommy.
Jack turns to the props man, who brings out a string of sausages.
Don't you dare go to Daddy. Come to Mommy.
Still, the dog doesn't move.
Come on.
The props man waves the sausages. Jack turns to him impatiently.
He's just sitting there.
Isabel tugs at her ear. The dog leaps across the dinner table towards her and jumps into her arms. Iris watches intently.
Jim, what's going on here?
Yowie!
Nina slips Isabel a note.
If the dog runs to you again, try this.
Isabel reads the slip of paper.
Come to Daddy, Satchel.
Satchel, come to Mommy.
Come on. Come on, Satchel. Come on, boy, please.
Come on, please.
Satchel, Isabel tugs her ear. Iris notices. The dog leaps into Isabel's arms.
Thank God you didn't have a Great Dane.
The audience love it. The producers despair.
Damn it.
Jack pretends to be amused.
Hi.
As Isabel walks off set, Iris comes up to her.
Darling, that was marvelous, but...
She tugs her own ear.
Watch out for that.
Isabel is stunned.
Please don't say anything.
Calm down, you're not alone.
I'm not?
No.
Are there others?
There are many others. Many actors, they develop tricks, twitches, really. You don't want to become mad.
Oh, no, I don't.
No.
Oh, thank you, Iris.
Isabel hunts auburn-haired Iris, who's still in her bat-sleeved red, gold, and Dora costume. Isabel drives away from the studios as darkness falls. Later, she shops in the frozen food aisle of a supermarket. The sou'westered sailor with a packet of crunchy golden fish sticks winks at her.
Hello.
Daddy, what?
Well, if it isn't my spellcasting magical daughter who gave up witchcraft. You've had quite a day today, haven't you?
I was provoked. I fell off the wagon. It was a one-time thing.
She closes the freezer cabinet, but as she reaches for a packet of Newman's Own popcorn, Paul Newman's face changes into her father's.
So you're not in love with him anymore?
I have never disliked a man more in my entire life, which proves that I am completely over him.
Not necessarily. In fact...
Besides, it was just a crush, which is an intense but superficial attraction that can easily be mistaken for something deeper. Now go away.
In the next aisle, her father is just a disembodied voice.
I have a crush on Endora.
What?
Isabel looks suspiciously along the food shelves as she carries on down the aisle.
Daddy, where are you?
He's the green giant.
I said I have a crush on Endora.
On a tin of peas.
Daddy, no.
So lovely.
Her name is not Endora. It's Iris.
Iris. A spring flower.
You can't. Now that I turned out to be so wrong about him, my job is all that I've got. Please don't mess it up.
How could I do that?
How? You'll sleep with her, you'll cheat on her, she'll go crazy, and she'll take it out on me. I don't want you to get involved with Iris. I mean it.
You can't stop being a witch.
I can't, you. You'll see.
Cannot.
Oh. Can't you?
Just accept it.
Never.
Later on TV.
Tell me about Bewitched. Some have said it's a crass attempt by the network to market nostalgia rather than take a risk on new ideas.
This isn't the old Bewitched. It's been refocused. Let's just say the only thing I won't be doing is this.
Jack, being interviewed, wiggles his nose. Isabel is watching at home, distractedly peeling an orange.
So you leave the nose wiggling to the witch?
Jack shrugs.
But you do it so well.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I did coach her, though.
Can we get a close-up on the nose?
Isabel leaps to her feet.
Which camera?
Jack twitches again.
Shall we discuss? Dare we discuss?
Hello?
Last year in Kathmandu.
Hi, Nina. Yes! Yes, I am watching him.
You know, no one...
Ah! What's a dick?
Isabel on the phone grimaces.
Oh! Well, what does that have to do with how obnoxious he is being?
Some movies are career enders.
Right, we need a plan.
What went wrong? You know, I hate to point fingers, but I'm gonna blame the wardrobe department.
The wardrobe department?
Later on the porch.
Maybe I should quit.
Honey, you can't quit.
Why not? Isn't that what people do?
He has to quit, not you.
Yeah, right, like that's ever gonna happen.
We have to make him quit. We get naked pictures of him and pictures of farm animals, and I could just Photoshop them.
That's an excellent idea.
No, wait. Calm down. No, this is not what I wanted. I wanted something normal. What should I do?
The Samantha doll in the kitchen wiggles her nose at Isabel. Isabel stares. The doll does it again. Isabel turns at the sound coming from the living room. She hurries to the fireplace as a witch slides down the chimney.
Oh, my.
Isabel helps her to her feet.
What a mess! Your own Clara used to be able to make a clean landing.
Aunt Clara's handbag falls down the chimney. It's full of doorknobs.
Oh, Aunt Clara! Oh, thank goodness you're here! Oh, I am in the middle of a total crisis at work. I'm quitting.
You mustn't quit. The show must go on.
Isabel, are you all right?
I have friends. They don't know we're witches. Mum's the word.
You know, there was an Aunt Clara on the original Bewitched.
What a coincidence.
She was a witch.
So am I.
Clara has joined Nina and Maria on the porch for brunch.
She was always screwing up.
Really?
I have made up my mind. I am quitting tomorrow, and I'll do something else, like sailing or polishing fruit.
It's too bad you're not a witch. You could put a hex on Jack.
Oh, I can. I certainly can. Who is Jack?
The reason I'm quitting?
Well, why not put a hex on him?
Because I'm giving it up.
Just a little bit.
Clara.
Just to get him to behave. I'll do it.
Isabel goes to tend to the oven.
Then I could keep my job, which would help my self-esteem.
You know, there's only one problem with a hex. There's no such thing as magic.
So, what's your idea, little Miss Doubtful?
I have a taser.
Nina.
No, I think we should taser him and throw him into the shark tank at SeaWorld.
No. You think we should do a hex?
Clara casts a spell on Nina.
I think we should do a hex.
In the candlelit garden at night, all four women are dressed as witches. Clara brews a potion.
Yes.
Pinch of jasmine. Wolfbane. Grapefruit pith.
Isabel passes her some.
Grapefruit pith. I feel so alive. I feel like one of those people I'd make fun of. I feel like I believe in unicorns.
Did I put it in the wolfbane? I can't remember.
And Clara.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Clara hesitates.
Oh, well.
Then adds the whole bottle. She throws her head back, trying not to sneeze, as she stirs the cauldron. A plume of smoke fizzes up from the cauldron. Isabel and Clara watch it fly away. It heads across the city and disappears up sleeping Jack's nostrils.
Isabel.
The next day, at the doors to the studio,
Isabel, Bobel, Banana Fana, Bobel.
Jack arrives on a bicycle. Richie watches
Isabel,
him along.
The name game! Wow!
Oh, boy.
Good morning. Randa, hey, take that stupid sign off that machine. Free cappuccinos for everyone. Buongiorno, buongiorno. Mmm. How are we all doing? Anyone seen Isabel?
No. Why?
Because I miss her.
Little Richie.
Listen, Jack.
Yes?
We got the test scores.
The test scores!
Pilot.
How did Isabel do? 99% the top box! What did you tell me? This is great news. Of course she got a 99%, because she's dynamite. Absolute dynamite. High fives, all the way around.
But Jack, there is a problem. Your score.
32%. That's better than zero, huh? You know what? That's just constructive criticism. The dog scored higher than me. He's a cute dog. Yeah. What do the comment cards say?
Oh, they don't really,
Jack White is a real tool.
Richie again.
But a good tool, like a jacksaw.
You know what? Who cares? This just means we got hard work to do, okay? Hey, I never said I was perfect. The important thing is Isabel.
Isabel. Yeah,
no question.
Agreed?
Yeah, right, totally.
Good morning, everyone.
There she is! Is it just my imagination, or is the room actually brighter with your hair? Look at this bundle of miraculous talent. Forget 99, I give her 100! 100!
Jack gawps at Isabel in the
rehearsing.
Room.
Rehearsing! Interior apartment day. Samantha and Darren are sitting in their overcrowded apartment.
Darren, I think we should buy a house, and I found one that I love.
You nailed that! I'm about to have a heart attack. Isn't she great? And now I kiss her because she's in love with our new house.
Oh, you can't kiss me. I'm not in the scene.
You're not in the scene?
No.
No, 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 she isn't in the scene. This isn't happening. What? She has to be in every scene, okay? Rewrite! Go! Rewrite!
The writers scamper off.
Everyone, Isabel needs a joke.
I would love a joke.
One joke coming up. Oh, wait, and then I kiss her because she's so funny.
And a job. She needs a job.
Yes! Yes! Make this woman the CEO of a multinational corporation.
Good idea, Jack.
No, great idea. And then I kiss her because she's so powerful.
Outside the studio, between takes.
It's too much. What happened?
She takes out her mobile.
And Clara, please pick up the phone. Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Oh, Iris.
I know. It wasn't supposed to.
You should never, ever get involved with an actor.
I'm not involved with him. I don't think.
Witch's honor?
What?
I'm just being Endora.
Oh.
Isabel, actors look normal, sometimes better than normal, but deep down, there is no deep down. Now, I thought you were safe. He loathed you. What on earth happened?
A little witchcraft, I suspect. Even though we weren't going to do it, were we, darling?
Oh, no.
I'm Nigel Bigelow. I'm Isabel's father. How do you do?
Oh, Daddy, we talked about this, remember?
I know who you are. I've seen everything you've ever done. Lysistrata in Florence, Light Spirit in New York, and your Endora. It's a marvel.
It comes so easily, really. Oh, yes, because I am a witch.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I put out all the lights in Leicester Square just by walking past.
Oh, tell me more. Tell me everything.
Oh, please come in.
Charm.
Iris leads Nigel into the trailer.
This is
Jeff. Isabel! Hey! Isabel! Hey! Hi! Listen.
Maybe we could go to dinner tonight. God, I'm so nervous.
I don't think so. I have to get home.
Oh, no, we won't make it a date. I'll just happen to stop by your place and ask you if you're hungry.
No.
Yes, that's a yes.
No.
I'll be by at Grain. I mean, I'll be by at 8. Stop by if you need anything. I'm right here.
Jack scrambles back into his trailer. That evening, Isabel finds Aunt Clara at home with her feet in a tub of water.
Aunt Clara! Undo it. Undo it. You overdid it. Undo it.
Oh, dear.
Aunt Clara!
I'm not too sure how to undo it. Undoing it's not the same as doing it.
He wants to have dinner. This isn't what I wanted.
Lorna Doone?
No!
No! Darling, I'm sure you can undo the hex if you really want to. I'm expected in Japan.
Clara makes a spell. Nothing happens.
Well, that certainly didn't work, did it?
She tries again and vanishes, leaving behind the tub of water.
Aunt Clara? Aunt Clara, come back here right now. He's going to be here any minute, Aunt Clara. But that doesn't matter because I'm not going out with him. No, I'm not. I'm not. Oh, I'm going to...
She dashes into the bedroom in a bathrobe with a towel around her hair.
Who cares what I look that's like? I'm just going to undo the hex. I'm not even going to bother dressing up. That
strips my she reappears in a pastel blue cardigan with a cream organdy skirt. On her way to the door, she checks her pinned up hair in a mirror and firmly addresses her reflection.
I'm just going to open the door, undo it, and slam the door in his face.
I just happen to be in the neighborhood with these roses and a Cat Stevens CD and this bracelet. And I thought I'd stop by.
You're sweating.
Like a pig.
Oh, how divine.
She fills a vase with water at the sink. Jack appears at her side.
You look stunning. Ravishing. You look astonishing.
She giggles. He bounces up and down in delight.
Is this your purse?
He sniffs her small gold clutch bag and sighs in rapture.
You're not too cold, are you?
No.
Not too warm?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Are we going somewhere?
Dinner.
Later, they sit at a picnic table overlooking the lights of L.A.
I want to know everything. You talk, okay? I'm just going to listen. Shed your radiance and I'll just soak it up like a plant. Start in kindergarten.
I didn't go to kindergarten. I was homeschooled.
You were homeschooled?
Mm-hmm.
So was I. How amazing. That's freaky. I'm getting chills.
Yeah, that is kind of amazing.
My parents were hippies. Were yours?
No.
That's so weird. My parents were hippies and yours weren't. What are the odds?
But we did have incense and candles.
So did we.
You did?
To this day, the smell of incense makes me puke.
Yes, me too.
Amazing.
Wow.
I brought duck.
Oh, I love duck.
So do I. How amazing is that?
Well, most people love duck.
You know what? No, they don't. Wait, I wrote you a song.
Oh, no one's ever written me a song.
Well, I did.
He unfolds a sheet of paper and gazes at her.
Hey, pretty lady. Come back here with my heart. Hey, pretty lady.
He adds inept mime actions to the lyrics. Isabel gazes back at him with rapt attention.
You have
and gets to his feet.
Make me a better man. I wanna set up residence in your promised land. Okay, and this is the power ballad guitar solo. Mm-hmm. Bam, shh, shh, shh.
He flashes out chords on an imaginary guitar.
Bam, bam, bam.
Promised land!
Now you sing the chorus. Bam, bam.
Promised land.
Yeah. Bam, bam.
She stands up and joins him, laughing despite herself.
Boom.
Promised land!
Leg kick, bam, out. Woo! Okay, I'm gonna break the guitar.
Jack smashes his imaginary guitar. Isabel dances in high kicks. They ride back to town in his Porsche, with the roof down. She raises her hands high into the slipstream. Together they skip up the path to her house and sit side by side on her porch bench. She closes her eyes.
We're about to kiss, aren't we?
I thought so, but thanks for ruining the moment, Miss Narrator.
She leans in for a kiss.
Oh, my ruby jewel.
She looks at him, startled.
What?
My chocolate-covered strawberry. I want to bask in our love like a house cat. Oh. Lying in the sun.
Meow. Jack, stop. I forgot it. Oh, I let myself forget. It was
It was so nice, I couldn't help myself. Oh, Jack. This is sad. This is...
Let's make love in a hot air balloon. Let's make love in a candy factory. Let's make love in a petting zoo.
I have to undo this.
Let's make love at SeaWorld on the back of a killer whale.
Because it doesn't mean anything unless it's real.
She casts a spell and both she and Jack freeze. Then a second Isabel, her double, comes out of the house and looks at herself and Jack, frozen in time on the porch.
What witches wish no mortal needs, let time repent and unsow its seeds. And now I speak the ancient word of redemption and regret. Rewind.
Isabel makes a circling motion with her hands. A logo appears like the rewind logo on a video recorder, and the frozen Jack and Isabel start to move backwards through time at double speed, down the garden path, into the Porsche, which reverses down the road. At the picnic table, the wine pours itself back into the bottle. And in the studio, the actors unlearn their lines. Aunt Clara's magic potion unmakes itself, and she disappears up the chimney. Isabel watches Jack demonstrate his nose wiggling on the chat show.
So you leave the nose wiggling to the witch. But you do it so well.
Oh, I did coach her, though.
Can we get a close-up?
Isabel sighs, but this time, good-naturedly.
Which camera?
The phone is ready in her hand.
Hello, Nina. I just knew it was you, that's all. Yes, he is. He is a giant male reproductive organ. We don't need a plan. I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak to him about his behavior. I'm going to talk to him sensibly and directly, and I know he will change. You'll see. Bye.
Isabel grabs the Samantha doll by the neck.
Cut out, Samantha. I know what I'm doing.
And shuts her in a cupboard.
I mean it.
On the soundstage,
Jack, go back. Banana, banana, go
Jack
back.
Arrives on his
Be
bicycle.
Back, go back. Jack! Guys, make me 20 cappuccinos. Bring me the best one.
Hey, J-Bone.
Hey,
buddy. The test scores are in.
How'd I do? 90? 100? 120?
Well,
140.
No.
Good ballpark.
What did it say? Yeah, okay. I got it right here. Okay. 32. I got a 32? Is that for real? The dog scored higher than I did.
Well, it's not you, Jack. It's Darren.
That Jack White is a real tool. We hate him. We mean the actor, not the character.
Knotting his brow, he turns to Richie.
Get a grip.
The production team wince.
Hug me.
Tall, hunky Jack desperately clasps short and wiry Richie to his chest.
I could be doing dinner theater in Boca Raton. They hate the show, the whole show. They hate everyone on it.
Boy, they
everybody.
Did.
Yep. Isabel must have gotten savaged.
Jack turns the page.
She got a 99? 99? Is this for real? Is that a joke? She didn't say anything! How is it that someone who doesn't say anything scores higher than someone who had all the lines? Oh, my. Did anyone anticipate this as a possibility?
Hindsight's 20/20.
Good morning, everyone.
And they think I'm a tool? I haven't been called a tool since I was 15. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You know what? No one ever liked Darren! No one! Why did we ever think that was gonna change?
I have something to say.
This is unbelievable! A 32? That's for real. A 3 in front of a 2? Oh my God!
Wait, I have something to say!
Thank God she got 99! Were they high? Were the people in the test group high? Did we drug test them? Were they just sitting in the studio smoking crack? Saying, let's give her a 99 and him a 32. By the way, I'm high on crack!
I have something to say!
What?
You're a jerk.
What did you say?
The two producers slope off.
I said, you're a jerk! Everything is about you. You are selfish, and you are self-centered. And you lied to me. You said you needed me. You don't need anyone.
Listen, sweetie, why don't you go to your trailer and take a mite off?
Hey, you be quiet or I'll give you a tail.
Just calm down.
You sit down. Sit down. Wow.
Jack sinks into a chair.
This show is supposed to be about a marriage. A real marriage with real problems like what color to paint the kitchen or I don't know what the problems. I can't even think of them right now, but the only problems you care about are your own. No wonder the audience doesn't like this show. A witch marries a mortal. Who in their right mind would want to marry you?
Hey.
Excuse me. That's it. You're fired.
Doesn't matter. I quit. Yeah. So, you better call my agent.
You don't have an agent.
Then call my cable man.
She grabs her things and storms out. Jack sits stunned. The production team stare at him, then pretend to have something to do.
Sorry.
Richie slides up to Jack.
You all right?
No one's talked to me like that in 20 years.
Once a week, a woman talks to me like that.
She just stripped me bare and stuck the knife in.
Let's go to the peninsula and get some oysters.
You know what I think? Hey, the woman needs a part.
I'm sorry?
I mean, if you got Sammy Sosa, you don't bench him. If you got Gorbachev in the ballet, you let him dance the big number.
I don't think Gorbachev was a dancer.
Yes, he was, Richie. He absolutely was. Look it up.
Jack grabs his jacket. Isabel is collecting her things from her trailer. Jack rides up in a small buggy.
Isabel! Hey! Hey, Isabel! Wait, don't go! Isabel! Please don't go. Please don't go. That was incredible.
What?
Just now, that. You yelled at me. You were up front and honest, and you called me out on all my crap. It was just great.
He leaps out of the boat.
Oh, God.
I've never done anything like this. It was very hard, but secretly quite thrilling.
Even my ex-wife, she never yelled. She just locked me out.
Oh, in my family, we usually just disappear.
No, don't disappear, Isabel. One more show.
He strides in front of her.
I don't think so.
No, one more taping. Please.
No.
It's just that I'm feeling like maybe... I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
She turns to face him.
I'm sorry for how I've been. I'm sorry.
You're sweating again, huh?
Oh. I just... Look, one more.
I love it when you sweat.
One more. Just one more. And the second I'm being a jerk, you can yell, "Hey, he's being a jerk!" And we'll shut the whole thing down, I promise. We'll burn down the sets and sell the costumes and give the money to little children. I mean, that's one possible scenario.
You want me to say he's being a jerk?
Yeah, or you can yell, I mean...
He's being a jerk!
Yeah.
He's being a jerk!
Yes.
She shakes her head, disarmed.
I can't just walk back in there now.
Once you show up on a golf cart, believe me, all is forgiven. I've done it a lot of times.
I was fired. Oh, no. That's right, I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, let me carry your plant.
The show is taped in front of an audience. In Samantha's kitchen, everything is spilling, boiling over, or burning. Darren appears at the dining hatch.
Honey, your mother's here.
Are you two getting along?
Not exactly.
He holds up his hand. It's a giant crab claw.
Like this?
Uh-huh. You're doing great.
In another scene, Samantha is trying to start the lawnmower. Oil squirts into Darren's face. They sit side by side at the piano, with Darren playing. Behind them on an easy chair, Satchel the dog joins in. In the bedroom.
So it says here that marriage can lead to a loss of passion.
It's true. I feel empty and bored already.
As he jumps in beside her, Endora appears.
Great, it's you.
Mother?
I see you two are actually getting along.
Endora, you rancid fruit bag, get out of my room.
And my daughter is happy. That is the cruelest twist of all.
She vanishes.
I am happy, Darren. Real, honest, no spouse happy.
Darren and Samantha kiss.
And cut.
They carry on kissing. The director stands up anxiously.
Actors cut.
And they're still kissing.
Really cut now. You were great today. Just absolutely amazing.
I don't think I've ever had so much fun.
Acting is fun. That is a profoundly true thing.
They're eating Chinese takeaway.
Would you like a water chestnut?
I'd love a water chestnut.
They're sitting side by side on a bench overlooking the sea as the light fades. Jack feeds Isabel with chopsticks.
I'm going to teach you everything I know. Starting with the eye thing. The famous, crazy eye thing of mine. Okay?
He rolls his eyes from side to side. Isabel copies him.
This almost won me a Golden Globe. Almost.
Isabel goes cross-eyed.
Is that it?
That's good. Okay. Oh, that's even better.
This is the I just realized things are worse than they seem thing, mm-hmm. also known as the yikes take.
He shakes his head like a dog.
Yikes.
Wow. Yikes! Ah, that was terrible.
It's okay.
No, I was terrible.
I don't think mine was good either. That's it. I'm out of tricks.
What about the funny walk you do?
The funny walk?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see the funny walk.
I do.
The funny walk is embarrassing.
I like to see it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to our place.
They go back to the bewitched soundstage.
Magic hour.
Jack brings up the lights on the set of the exterior of the house. Together, he and Isabel practice silly walks.
Bewitched.
That is.
It's great.
You've got me in your spell.
Much harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Isabel and Jack meet halfway down the stairs on a freestanding piece of scenery. Jack slides down the banister onto the floor, and Isabel jumps into his arms. He twirls her around.
I looked in your eyes. That brand of
in the bedroom set, Jack does his quiet pratfalls onto the bed. Isabel copies him.
You witch. You
five,
wish.
Six, seven, eight.
They dance in front of a battery of wall lights sure. and push each other around on a scene shifter's drumming.
Just hasn't got a cure.
Isabel executes a series of high kicks aimed at Jack's chin.
But somehow it got unhitched.
And she nearly does kick him on the chin. Later he twirls her round on an improvised swing. She watches as he practices comedy dance routines, then they bop and jump together.
I never thought my heart could be had.
Woo!
But now he picks her up in his arms and twirls her round.
You do that crazy voodoo, and I'm bewitched by you.
He sets her down and they kiss. The lights fade on the cavernous soundstage. In the morning, the sun slants down on the blooming rose bushes of Isabel's garden. In the bedroom, Lucinda the cat hops up onto the bed. Isabel stirs and opens her eyes.
Something magical happened all by itself.
She goes cross-eyed.
Table read in 10 minutes!
Jack comes into the soundstage with a jaunty step.
Good morning, everyone!
He spots Isabel by the cappuccino machine and gives her a private wave.
So, Jack, I just need to talk to you about a couple of these things. Number one, we're thinking about moving the whole kitchen scene. Mm. Just, it's such, it's
a funny scene.
It's really funny. We'd like to get it in a little earlier. So probably what
Jack's eyes follow Isabel, whatever she does.
But we're going to drop that to a little later.
Isabel giggles, and people start to notice Jack's behavior.
Are you watching Jack throw the vibe to Isabel right now?
How are you?
Ooh.
The onlookers turn to Isabel to see her reaction.
I'm great.
She giggles and walks to her chair. The production team watch in amused bewilderment.
That's for you.
Thank you.
Jack mimes, using his shoe as a phone.
That's fantastic.
Laughingly, she mouths stop as Jack mimes the smell coming from the shoe.
Yeah, I mean, I can find something for him. I'll put him in a little part with maybe no...
Nina steps up to Isabel with a puzzled look.
What is going on between you and Jack?
Nothing is going on. We had a date and we kissed and now we just want to spend all of our time together.
That is the very definition of something going on.
And you know what? I didn't use any tricks. I am trick-free.
Hmm? Oh my God, it's her...
Who?
Jack's wife. I saw a picture of her in InStyle. She was a fashion don't.
Excuse me.
I'm looking for Jack.
You must be Samantha. You look just like the old one.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nina is called away. Jack's wife pats Isabel's shoulder.
Love the nose.
Good work. There he is. There's my guy. Oh, I've missed him so much. Let's just say the do not disturb sign will be on the doorknob tonight.
Isabel casts a spell. A huge lighting rig falls, landing right on top of the wife. The crew rush to help. Isabel grimaces.
That was a little harsh.
Reluctantly, she spools back time, and Jack's wife emerges unharmed.
I've missed him so much. Let's just say the do not disturb sign will be on the doorknob tonight.
Jack looks up and gasps.
Sheila.
Hi, baby.
What are you doing here? You want my car? My grandmother's brooch. Oh, you want more money?
Ding, ding, ding. Correct answer.
No.
Sheila sits beside him.
I want you back.
What about Captain Underpants?
I'm through with him. I love you, Jack.
Oh, wait, wait. I get it. You heard that the show's getting picked up.
I heard it's gonna be a hit. So what? I want you. I want my husband.
Isabel watches and strains to hear.
You know, a week ago I would have fallen for that.
Jack gets up.
But now there's someone else. Someone who's incapable of guile.
What's guile?
Isabel.
I'm not gonna do it.
I think it means tricks.
Jack walks away.
I love you, baby. No, I'm not.
Sheila thrusts out her chest.
Maybe I will.
The huge wind machine is being wheeled past Sheila. It starts up, blowing off Sheila's hairpiece.
What the heck is going on?
Joey! This place is spooked. I quit!
Joey, Joey, come back here.
Get me a mirror! Jack! Yes!
Are you okay?
Am I okay?
Isabel casts another spell.
One more time. I'm fine. And I'm signing the divorce papers right now.
You are?
Isabel taps at her ear.
Maybe two. And I'm moving out of the house this afternoon.
Where are you going?
Reykjavik. Where is it?
Iceland.
I love ice. Goodbye, everyone. I'm off to Reykjavik.
Isabel looks ashamed.
Everyone, did you just see that? She's gonna sign the papers. This is incredible.
Isabel.
Party in my house.
You're out of control.
She buries her face in her hands. A party's in full swing at Jack's newly reacquired house. Lighted candles float in the pool. Waitresses circulate with cocktails. Among the guests, Isabel's father dances with Iris. Richie is clamped to his mobile, gesturing wildly. And Isabel, a martini in each hand, sits down at a table with Maria, scanning the guests for talent. Isabel knocks back the first martini.
Every time I think I have things nailed down, I just lose it. Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. It's gonna be okay.
Oh, whoa. Who is that?
No, Maria, no.
Too late.
Maria hurries off after Richie. Later.
Everyone, can I have your attention, please? I just want to say a few words. Randall, can you deal with this? Thank you. Where do I start? What a night. Is everyone having fun?
Yeah!
Great. I am, I'm so grateful for so many things tonight. The show, all of you amazing and talented people, and especially Isabel. To a woman who would never trick me into thinking she was something she wasn't.
Isabel gulps guiltily.
From now on, everyone tells the truth, okay? Except, of course, if I don't look good, say I do anyway.
Maria flashes a flirty smile at Richie, who starts to take notice of her.
Isabel, you are a beautiful person. And that's the truth. Cheers!
Cheers.
Have a great time.
Isabel melts.
Don't break anything, okay?
But then hurries away past her father and Iris into the deserted sun lounge with a worried frown on her face. Her father strolls in after her.
I hope that touching speech hasn't made you think that you should tell the truth about yourself.
I'm going to.
Oh, don't be silly.
And he's going to accept me. He's got to, because you can't live with a secret like that.
Of course you can. For thousands of years. Don't do it. Big mistake. It won't work.
A waitress comes by.
Well, hello there. Now don't tell me, coconut shrimps.
Iris is watching.
Oh, yes. Would you like one?
Yes. Thank you. Do you know, you're quite fetching. And I'm Nigel Bigelow.
Iris casts a spell.
Yes, I will sleep with you because I have a thing for father figures.
Well, that's great then.
But in the morning, I will not get 90% of your jokes and I will go on and on about my dream of opening an aerobics center in Agora.
He drops the prawn he's holding and hurries off. Iris steps out of hiding.
Are you looking for me?
Missing you, actually. How strange.
Not really.
Outside, Maria is dancing with Richie and miming coyly to the lyrics. Isabel is dancing with Jack.
I'm just gonna say it like it's a completely matter-of-fact thing. Guess what?
What?
I'm a witch.
Guess what?
What?
I'm a Clippers fan.
Yeah, it's not like it's a big deal. I'm not a bad witch, and we're getting it all out there, and we're telling the truth, right?
Right. And I'm not just a fan. I made the mistake of buying courtside seats.
No, really, Jack. Jack, I am. I, Isabel Bigelow, I'm a witch.
Okay, great. So you're a witch. Come on, let's go make out in the hall closet.
Jack.
Okay, I'll play along. Like it's an improv. Prove it.
So I just said, listen, guys. I believe Cher has another hit.
Really?
She gives Richie a mustache.
Wow, fantastic trick.
Not a trick.
She undoes the spell. The mustache vanishes.
Whoa, how'd you do that?
She shrugs.
To the most powerful witch ever. Can you make an umbrella up here on the string?
I can.
Really?
She does.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea you were an amateur magician.
She comes into the den and makes herself appear on the plasma screen.
Hey, Isabel.
Jack, listen to me. I was born a witch. My parents are witches. I'm a witch. A real witch.
That's right, Isabel. You
Isabel,
go.
You tell
Jack points at the screen, impressed.
That is cool. That's great.
You are very frustrating.
Isabel gets her coat.
Did you have some Daniel Day-Lewis thing happening here?
She walks out past her father.
How's it going?
I'm leaving.
She goes. Nigel turns back to Iris, and a waiter hands him a drink.
Thank you.
He spots a pretty young blonde, and Iris casts a spell.
Hey there. I have hepatitis C.
Nigel, lost for words, clinks glasses with Iris.
Isabel! Isabel!
Isabel, what's going on? Come back to the party. What are you...
Isabel makes a broomstick appear in her hand.
Wow, that's really cool. Did props make that?
Jack, I keep trying to tell you.
Can I get your car? Yes.
Oh, she doesn't need her car. She has her broomstick.
You think I'm nuts, don't you?
Of course not. I know plenty of women who carry around collapsible broomsticks.
I'll get the car.
It won't be there. I sent it home.
It looks so real. I can't even see the buttons on it.
It is real. It flies, too.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Hang on.
What?
The broomstick flies into the air with Jack hanging from it with both arms. Isabel makes it fly this way and that, then spins it like a top.
Put me down!
She brings him down. He throws the broomstick onto the path.
I kept trying to tell you.
She picks up the broomstick.
It's no big deal, Jack. No big deal.
This is a huge deal.
We can work this out. It's just who I happen to
be. Get away. Get away from me. You tricked me. You put spells on me.
Well, only a few. Yes, I did. But I took most of them off.
Help! Someone help!
Jack grabs a stick.
Jack! I thought this would be okay.
How would it be okay?
Because it's me. It's still me.
I'm a little freaked out right now.
I know, but I can't change what I am.
Are you crazy? Are you even human?
Jack!
Am I gonna get pregnant?
What?
Because I can't get pregnant right now. How does this work? Am I gonna get webbed feet?
You're hurting my feelings.
Get away.
Now.
Shoot!
No, ow!
Shoot!
Shoo!
Shoo!
Now you're making me angry!
Go, scat!
You want me to leave?
Yes!
Fine! Goodbye, Jack!
Seething with anger, she mounts the broomstick side-saddle and flies away. Jack stares open mouth, then ducks down as she swoops down towards him and whizzes past.
You, Jack!
She zooms away, silhouetted against bright moonlit clouds. Jack watches, his mouth sagging open. He swallows hard. The parking valet runs towards him.
Sorry, Mr. Wyatt, I can't find her car.
Still holding the branch he uprooted to defend himself from Isabel, Jack stares dumbfounded at the parking valet and wanders back up the steps towards the house as if in a trance. He tosses the branch into the shrubbery. The next day, in the Bewitched production office, as Richie plays things cool, Jack, unshaven, is led in by a police officer.
So she quit, so what?
How's Jack taking all this?
Let me just tell you guys something. Jack Wyatt's like a jet fighter pilot. Nothing rattles him. I'm sure he's just at the gym.
Okay. Stop holding my arm.
Found this gentleman picking up pennies out of a shopping mall water fountain.
Jack attack. Thank you so much, officer. How much do I tip you for that?
You don't tip me.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, big guy.
How's it going?
What's up, Jack?
You all right?
What?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've never been better.
Okay.
Come on.
What's the bottle of ketchup for?
Come again?
Jack has a bottle of ketchup in his hand.
Oh, forgot to leave it at this diner in Mexico.
Don't freak out on us, Jack.
He points to Richie.
You're fired.
Classic.
They all sit down.
You want to have a light?
Yep.
Everyone produces a lighter.
Everybody, let's just calm down. We've only shot two episodes. We've got 10 weeks before we air. So, we recast. Piece of cake.
Next. I don't know. It'll be hard to find somebody with those scores.
It's good scores, good scores.
She's a witch.
That's more like it.
You just keep telling yourself that, man.
In a cafe.
I'm fine, really. I mean, last night I ate 3 burritos and I smashed every dish in my house.
Isabel, you can't let this guy ruin your life.
Well,
they're recasting your role.
They're recasting my role already?
Well, you quit.
Tough town. I mean, like, what happened? He said I wasn't human, and he waved a tree branch at me. Like, there must be a solution.
No, there isn't. We're at the coffee bean, and there is no solution.
Samantha's cue to audition. A blonde hopeful performs in front of Jack, Richie, Larry, and Stu.
Oh, my stars! Darren's coming home, and I haven't even made dinner.
She twitches her nose as if she smells a gas leak. Richie slaps Jack's shoulder encouragingly.
What? You're great. You want anything?
The team stared glumly at the actress.
Thank you.
As Jack leaves the audition suite, a cleaner walks past with his trolley of brushes and broomsticks. Jack gazes at them wistfully.
When your day is long.
He goes out to his car. At home, as the light is fading, he goes to answer the doorbell. At the door, 3 small girls dressed as witches. Jack's manly lip trembles.
You guys look great.
He sobs convulsively.
Happy Halloween. I'm sorry, I don't have any candy.
The girls run back to their mother. Isabel's next-door neighbor's garden is decorated with pumpkins for Halloween, but Isabel's garden is bare. She sits on her bed watching TV and glumly spooning ice cream into her mouth. At her side is an uncooked bag of popcorn. And Lucinda the cat.
Categories in our first round of play.
Isabel waves at the popcorn. The bag expands.
First off, cheese. Next, things.
With another spell, she changes channels. It's Jack in Vietnam combat gear.
I have no idea where we are. I mean, I literally could not find Vietnam on a map. Now we're about to die here? I think it's next to Argentina. Well, at least nobody shouted us yet.
He does his famous yikes double take.
Yikes! That's not good.
Yikes.
Isabel magically changes channels again. It's Jack in a gladiator movie. He does his famous crazy eye thing. A fat gladiator in sunglasses grabs him.
I think lions are here at us.
She changes channel again. This time, Jack's in a boxing ring.
And there's Willie, doing his famous Willie walk.
Jack does his funny walk and ducks and dives. His opponent knocks him down.
Oh!
Changes channel again. A blizzard blows.
Oh!
Jack in Mongolian furs climbs a mountain.
Sherpa!
She waves a hand at the TV and the picture vanishes. She turns to Lucinda.
We've got to go.
Lucinda stares at her, wide-eyed and whiskery.
Don't look at me like that. It's the only solution.
Isabel wipes her eyes. The TV comes back on. The screen says, and now a special message from your father.
Isabel, would you please join me in the dining alcove? Thank you.
The TV screen goes blank.
Daddy?
Something very odd is happening.
It's not odd. It's what you predicted. I'm leaving.
I can't stop thinking about Iris.
You were right. I don't belong here.
I find myself uninterested in any other woman. No, that's not natural. Do you think there's a chance that she might be a witch?
Don't be silly.
And she put a spell on me?
Oh, please.
Why not? You're a witch. I'm a witch. She could be a witch.
I guess she could.
What else could it be?
Isabel shrugs.
Love.
Smiling through her tears, she wipes her eyes and leans forward, resting her head on her father's chest, like a child.
Isn't there a spell that can make you stop crying?
No, darling, there isn't.
He's idiotic, and yet I find him completely charming. It's been like that since the beginning. Only now, I also hate him.
Love.
Isabel straightens up.
Daddy, what am I gonna do?
Go home.
Where's that?
Wherever you've been the happiest. Perhaps I'll go to Aruba.
Aruba?
But then again,
perhaps I won't.
Nigel Bigelow, disappears. In the mirror of a TV dressing room, Jack practices his answers for a chat show as it plays in the background.
I don't know if I'm loving my haircut.
Well, Conan, I can't believe you're bringing this up. No, I'm not going to tell that story. There's no way. Okay, if you insist. It was last June, and I actually cast this witch as a witch, and now brooms make me cry. I can't sleep, and I don't know what's real or what's the TV show.
Heidi-ho!
No!
Look what the cat dragged in. Somebody is retaining water.
Uncle Arthur! It's you! Oh, no, you're gonna crack the mirror, aren't you?
Oh, you watch too much television.
I know you're gonna do it, you always do.
Don't be silly. Come closer. Do I have something in my teeth right there?
Jack looks closer.
Where?
Look!
The mirror cracks. Jack falls back on the sofa. Uncle Arthur appears next to him.
That was fun! Where's Sammy? Where's my Sammy?
She quit. Now leave me alone.
But she was the one.
I know. I can't stop thinking about her. But she's a witch.
Yes, and?
Jack, you're on.
Oh, no, I'm on.
Go get him, Tiger.
Revival of the hit series Bewitched. Of course, you know him from such films as Last Year in Kathmandu, An Onion for Willy, and Atticus Rex. Please welcome our good pal, Jack Wyatt.
The chat show host, Conan O'Brien, stands up to greet his guest. Jack comes through the curtain stark naked. He realizes, covers himself with his hands, and desperately tries to find his way off set. He wakes up, fully dressed, on his bed.
Oh my God. It was a dream.
Uncle Arthur, also fully dressed, lies in bed next to him.
No such luck, Jackie boy.
Jack leaps out of bed.
Stay back! Okay. You are not real. You're from the TV show.
You have blonde highlights, and you had to wear a girdle on your last movie. Who's calling who not real?
Okay, I do not believe this.
Uncle Arthur goes to the mirror and dabs on some aftershave.
You are real.
Temporarily.
Oh, Uncle Arthur. You're my favorite character.
I know.
What the hell is going on?
You need help. Your love life's a mess, buddy boy.
I know. I am miserable.
So am I. I have been in reruns for 32 years. I need the sizzle of prime time. I need to get this show back on the air.
Okay, this is very complicated and unsettling, all right? I don't think I understand.
Oh, all right. Do you want the short version or the long version? Keep in mind that the long version is in Aramaic.
The short version.
You got involved with a witch, and when you do that, weird stuff happens.
That's it?
Oh, do I have to explain everything to you? Okay, here's the deal. I'm not real. Iris is a witch.
Iris is a witch?
Don't dwell. And in my opinion, that manager of yours, Richie...
What?
...isn't even human. Now, where was I?
When?
Before you woke up. Oh, right. Who wants to be with a witch?
Right, because crazy crap like this would always be happening.
And your point is...
And the point is, you'd never know.
What?
Whether you were in love with her or whether she just put a spell on you, you'd never know.
Like when you first spotted her in the bookstore. Probably her idea, right?
No, that was my idea.
Jack gulps a smoothie.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, I just love to blend. And when you got down on your knees and you begged her to take the job.
What are you saying?
She probably planted the words in your head.
No way, my words.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What about the nose? Hello? Is that even really her nose?
Of course it's her real nose.
Look. All I'm saying is, who wants to be with a witch?
Jack thinks back to his first meeting with Isabel outside the bookstore when she twitched her nose, and when Satchel the dog leapt into her arms. He recalls her trying to copy his famous crazy eye thing and dancing with her late at night on the deserted soundstage. A look of realization dawns on his face.
I do.
She's going home. And once a witch returns home, she can't come back for 100 years.
She can't leave. I need her. I want her. I want Isabel.
Well, come on. Let's go get her. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go get her. Follow me. Follow me. Here we go. Come on. Here we go.
As they dash down the garden steps of Jack's house, Isabel, in her garden, is just setting off into the night sky on her broomstick.
Better hurry. She's leaving right this minute.
She's got to stop her. Hey, wait, you can't drive, remember? Remember that episode where you pulled out of the driveway and almost crashed?
Yes, well, that wasn't exactly me. I personally am a great driver.
He reverses instead of going forward, then weaves through the traffic of nighttime Los Angeles at a furious pace.
Whoa, take it easy. Can you slow down just a tad?
Is it Porsche or is it Porsche?
Who cares? Watch the road, please.
We've got to get Isabel.
Oh, all right, party pooper. Let me drive.
Jack looks up.
There she is.
Where?
Oh, no, she's flying away.
Pedal to the metal, buddy boy.
Uncle Arthur cuts in between two cars and turns off the main road.
You are.
They crash through the entrance barrier to the TV studios.
We're here.
Here? Where? Where is she?
Jack looks towards the soundstage.
Our place. She's at our place.
Uncle Arthur smiles knowingly.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Arthur.
Jack leaps out of his car.
Run to her, you idiot!
Jack races between the huge hangar-like sound studios, stops, and grabs a nearby buggy. He zooms off through the unlit backlot, screeches to a halt outside the bewitched soundstage, jumps out of the buggy, and runs inside. Isabel is sitting on the front steps of the bewitched house with Lucinda the cat on her lap and a starlit backdrop behind her.
Isabel.
Her face lights up as he races across the studio floor towards her, and she gets up.
You're here. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm leaving.
No, you can't. You'll be gone forever if you leave. You'll be gone 100 years without being able to come back, even if you miss me.
That's ridiculous. Who told you that?
He did.
They both look up to see a shooting star fall across the shimmering starlit backdrop.
Well, what are you doing here if you're leaving?
I was going home, but I don't know where that is.
She steps towards him.
Home is with me. Don't go, please.
But I'm...
Shh. We'll work it out.
We can't.
Yes, we can.
I can't be normal because I'm a witch. I can't be a witch because I really want to be normal. It's not possible.
Of course it's possible. There's tons of other witches who've done it.
Who?
Well, maybe not tons of other witches, but at least one.
Isabel turns to Jack in sudden realization.
Smith.
He nods.
Caught between two worlds, and yet completely happy. She lived happily ever after, in fact. Although there's no way to be sure because she went off the air. We'll work it out. Don't cry, little witch.
Isabel nods tearfully.
I love you, Samantha.
Isabel.
I knew that.
I love you, Darren.
Jack leans in towards her and kisses her. She kisses him back and wraps her arms around his neck.
Just occurred to me you could have any guy in the whole world.
Oh, but I chose you.
Honestly, I think you made a mistake.
If I did, I can always get out of it.
Jack looks round at Lucinda the cat.
Now we have things to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a show to do.
Yes.
And then, maybe after a while, we could get married.
She looks at him in surprise. He squeezes her thigh affectionately. The starlit sky of the studio set brightens into day, and the house becomes a real house, with steps leading across the lawn to the front door. A caption reads, 6 months later, Jack and Isabel pull up in Jack's Porsche. As they get out of the car, a neighbor watches from behind her front room curtains.
Edna, come look! The new neighbors are moving in!
Not now, Gladys. I'm busy.
Jack picks Isabel up in his arms.
Ah, yes. I'm now going to carry you across the threshold.
The front door opens by itself. Jack carries Isabel inside.
Don't you think the front lawn looks a little bare?
No, I don't.
But I think it could use a little something.
It's fine the way it is, honey.
A young tree sprouts up on the front lawn and blossoms in the sun.
Abner! A tree just appeared in the front yard!
The wide-eyed woman, Gladys Crafts, faints. Abner, her husband, still reading the paper, ignores her. The sun beams down on Jack and Isabel's new home, and the picture fades to black. This audio description was written and produced by Stephen Dobbin and Veronica Hicks at IMS. The cast: Isabel Bigelow, Samantha, Nicole Kidman, Jack Wyatt, Darren, Will Ferrell, Iris Smithson, and Dora, Shirley MacLaine, Nigel Bigelow, Michael Caine, Richie, Jason Schwartzman, Mariah Kelly, Kristen Shenowen, Nina, Heather Burns, Larry, Jim Turner, Stu Robertson, Stephen Colbert, Jim Fields, David Allen Greer, Joey Props, Michael Badalucco, Aunt Clara, Carol Shelley, Uncle Arthur, Steve Carell, Sheila Wyatt, Katie Finnery, himself, James Lipton, himself, Conan O'Brien, Gladys Kravitz, Amy Sedaris, Abner Kravitz, Richard Kine, writers, Ken Campbell, PJ Byrne, Rialta, Carol Androsky, Bed Bath & Beyond shoppers, Annie Mumolo, Andrew Friedman, coffee shop waitress, Clay Bravo, Beverly Hills Hotel hostess, Heather Friedman, cable man, Jonathan Floyd, himself, Ed McMahon, auditioning actresses, Alison McInnes, Bridget Berner, Dana Dory, Dori Barton, Catherine Carroll, Jennifer Elise Cox, Laura Sorensen, Brittany Page, Dawn Ashley Cook, Julia Schuler, Abby McBride, Book Soup Cafe waitress, Jennifer Hall, Francine, Roxanne Beckford, network executive, Hugh Davidson, Randall, Joe Zimblosky, voiceover announcer, J.J. Sasha, press conference reporter, Susan Chuang, press conference photographer, Jordan Black, A reporter, Mo Rocker, A anchors, Jason George, Wendy McClendon-Covey, Hillary, Julie Clare, dinner party guest, Terry Savage, production staff assistant, Diane Dreher, sexy waitress, Katie Walsh, gorgeous model, Valerie Aslin, valet, Gerald Paul, police officer, Victor Williams, trick-or-treaters, Liesl Staubitz, Ruby Rose Scotch Topoli, Molly Gordon, Vietnam soldier, Nick Lakey, casting by Francine Maisler, CBA, Kathy Driscoll-Mola, based on the television series by Saul Sachs, costume designer, Mary's Office, music supervisor, Nick Mays, music by George Fenton, editor, Tia Nolan, production designer, Neil Spisak, director of photography, John Lindley, ASC, executive producers, James W. Scotchpole, Stephen H. Berman, Bobby Cohen. Produced by Douglas Wick, Lucy Fisher. Produced by Penny Marshall, Nora Ephron. Written by Nora Ephron and Dahlia Ephron. Directed by Nora Ephron. Music, City of Love, written by Angelina Moisov. And She Was, written by David Byrne. Witch Theme, written by Howard Greenfield and Jack Keller. Won't Get Fooled Again, written by Pete Townsend. Witchy Woman, written by Don Henley and Bernie Leadon. The Name Game, written by Lincoln Chase and Shelley Enston. Witchcraft, written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee. Promised Land, written by Will Ferrell and Adam Kay. Love, written by Bert Camford and Milt Gavler. Everybody Hurts, written by William Berry, Michael Stipe, Peter Buck and Michael Mills. RC4, written by Max Weinberg and James Vivino. About Time, written by Richard and Robert Sherman. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, written by Sting, performed by The Police. Columbia Pictures release, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.